y'all, it's your girl Maria, the spiritual homegirl. We're back with another episode of the Spiritual Homegirl Podcast. Now, before we get started, y'all know I can't do any podcast episode without thanking you all for listening. So thank you for listening, boo friends. Out of the tens and thousands of podcasts that are out there in podcast land since 2016, you've lent me your ears for the last 500 episodes, and I really appreciate that. So today I want to talk about the importance of getting out of your comfort zone. Getting out of your comfort zone will provide you a different perspective that you might not appreciate when you're experiencing it, but down the line, you may appreciate it. And the reason why I say that is I was inspired by something super, like, quote unquote, low tier when it comes to perspective, right? Driving. So as some of y'all may know or may not know, I was in LA for some years, and I'm from Atlanta, but I moved to LA in 2018. And then I came back a few years later. And now I'm back in Atlanta, and I was driving in Atlanta, and I was like, wow, I'm really glad that I moved to LA, because LA helped me drive better. Because in Atlanta, if you're familiar with Atlanta, you know, it's like playing chicken when it comes to merging over. And for those who don't know what playing chicken means, because I know I have some worldwide listeners and that our slang may not translate to what you may be used to. When you play chicken with somebody in your car, and I'm pretty sure everybody's experienced it because this is a very human thing that people do. When you're playing chicken in your car, that means that you, at least when it comes to the context I'm speaking of, when you're in one lane and you're trying to get over to another lane, but that car speeds up, it makes it difficult for you to pass and merge into that lane safely. They keep speeding up because they don't want to let you over. They don't want you in front of them. That is what playing chicken is in the context of which I'm speaking today. So I'm so used to people playing chicken in Georgia. In LA, they don't really do all that. Now, granted, some of y'all, you know, natives and people that's been in LA may have that experience. I never had that experience. The experience that I had in LA was amazing when it came to driving. I didn't mind the LA traffic because people knew how to drive. People were giving you one distance of car, like one car length distance from your car. You were able to merge safely. Nobody was tripping. Like, the flow of traffic was cool. Like, you could really move around. And mind you, I'd be on the 10, the 110, the 405, the 91, the 5. Like, I've been everywhere in LA, okay? I'm talking Long Beach, downtown, East LA, Leimert, obviously, Culver City, Santa Monica, the Valley, Eagle Rock. I went as far as Eagle Rock, okay? So I've been all around LA, and I really enjoyed my experience there. And I can't wait to visit very soon. Cause I got some ties there I need to check on in terms of my roots. I have some really awesome folks in the mental health space that I have connected with. And I just want to make sure that, I continue, you know, doing my thing. I love LA. I love everywhere, honestly, but you know, LA is a different place. So either way it goes, I'm now driving in Atlanta, and I'm just like, I noticed my driving habits have improved. And I'm like, wow, it took me leaving home to become a better driver. And that means leaving my comfort zone to come back better. And so what I'm saying to you is, what could you do to break out of your comfort zone so that you could be better? It doesn't have to be super dramatic. That's the problem sometimes with some of the spiritual centered context, is that they want you to make dramatic changes without you realizing what exactly you're doing. You have to be cognizant. Just be cognizant of what you're doing right now. Just getting out of your comfort zone, and then leave the processing as time goes on, because you can't immediately, well, some of us can process quickly, but even then, a quick process could still be the foundation for a more in-depth process of what happened down the line. So that is the challenge that I have for you all today. Normally I do my challenge. Well, what's today? Friday? Oh yeah, we on the challenge. This is about right. We on the weekend. That's my challenge. Do one thing out of your comfort zone and just assess how it feels. You know, just assess how it feels with respect to what you learned. What did you learn? Is this new? You know what I mean? And if so, you know, how could you continue to put this into practice, this perspective into practice? So that's what I wanted to put on you all's heart. So I have a new segment that I want to debut. Well, not a new segment. It's a segment I've been doing, but I just want to actually do it more often. And I will talk about that more tomorrow. So with that being said, y'all, this has been another Spiritual Homegirl podcast episode. My name is Maria, the Spiritual Homegirl. And remember, boo friends, trust the journey, trust yourself. And whatever you do, do it with love. Okay? Love y'all. Peace.